Victims of domestic abuse, human trafficking, or other violent crimes can enroll in the new program. They'll get a post office box address that they can use when applying with any government agency.
So when they go to the DMV, they will have that post office box. That's what they will use. That's what will appear on their driver's license.
Nancy Nealon is executive director of the Ohio Domestic Violence Network.
Every day, the Secretary of State's office will forward their mail that comes to that post office box to their actual address.
Only three people will have access to the actual address: the director and deputy director of the local board of elections, and one person in the Secretary of State's office. Ohio is the 39th state to pass a voter registration address confidentiality law. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Annie Wu.